Live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, I'm Jim Rome. Welcome to the jungle. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right. It is smack-off season, as you well know. I'm going to keep hammering that all the way up until the day of. Smack-off number 28 is on June 24th. Our number one is wide open. Use it. I have my first smack-off profile of the smack-off season. All right, so that's coming up. In the meantime, telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Go ahead and use it. You call up, you get through Chalk, you get to me, you get on the air, you get racked, you get a golden ticket, you qualify for the competition, then all of a sudden you're eligible to win $5,000 and make history. 1-800-636-8686. Also, hit me up on social at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. So the interviews are as follows. Good pal Ross Tucker, top of hour number two. Good pal Brian Scalabrine's back. Man, it's a weird series. And by a weird series, I mean it's a terrible series. But Scal is awesome. So we'll have him in hour number three. Also coming up in hour number three, a tight end with the Atlanta Falcons, Anthony Firkser. So that's what I'm looking at. Let's not waste time. Get after it. And I do have a smack-off player profile coming up, but I want to start first with Miami-Boston. I want to first start by being real on this Tuesday. And by being real, I mean Miami-Boston is the worst playoff series ever. Ever. Like I've ever seen. In sports. Terrible. Awful. A 2-2 series ought to be the best thing ever, yet somehow it's the worst. And I mean the absolute worst. I keep waiting for a good game. I keep waiting for a good game, but four games in, I'm still waiting. Miami led by a million in Game 3. Boston won by a million in Game 4. There has not been a lead change since Game 2. In the last 3.5 games, there has been one single lead change. Just one.
A million.
In other words, if one team gets up, the other team just shuts down. They tap. They look at a lead and they think, oh, hell no. We can't come back from that. So why even try? Why bother? Let's quit. When the going gets tough, the tough quit. It's not the size of the dog. It's the size of the quit in the dog. When life gives you lemons, quit. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you quit. And the craziest thing is, these are two of the toughest teams you'll ever find. Yet somehow they're still tapping left and right. Now, some of that is the fact that every single game seems to have multiple guys missing due to injury or multiple guys getting injured. But most of it really is just a matter of the series sucks. Flat out sucks. You've got no idea which team is going to show up on any given night. Literally. Every game, there are new injuries, new guys missing. Marcus Smart was out last night, but Robert Williams was back for Boston. Jimmy Butler was back from Miami, but Tyler Hero was out. But the overall tire fire that is this series is not just about the injuries. It's about everything, because this series really is terrible. I mean, it's awful. And the league better do something to fix it. Jump in. Make it right. Fix it, Adam Silver. You've got to do something about this. Instead of spending your time fining guys for swearing, you should be fining guys in this series. Everybody. Swearing is not the biggest problem in the NBA right now. This series is. You've got to do something. Your garbage product is the biggest problem right now. Garbage. Not swearing. Do not let this continue. Just make the next game a winner-take-all. Have Game 5 count for two games. Whoever wins the next game gets to go to the finals. Just call it and move on. Concede the putt. Pick up the ball. And let's just move on. Because I, for one, cannot handle two more games like this. And I sure as hell can't handle three more games like this. Which is crazy because Boston-Milwaukee was so good. I could have watched that for 14 games. Miami is the number one seed in the East. But this series has all the drama of a 4-5 series between two forgettable teams that gets demoted, that gets flexed down to NBA TV. And again, I don't want to hear about how it's just the injuries. Not when teams alternate which games they're going to just nap it out in. Both teams have the attitude of getting a win and then going to sleep and getting curb stomped in the next game. It just keeps happening. Miami couldn't crack 40 in the first half.
40!
They couldn't crack 40 in the first half.
40!
Hell, forget cracking 40. They couldn't even get to 35. And I don't want to go all stat head on anybody, but Miami scored 11 in the first quarter. 11, as in one more than 10 and two more than 9. 11 in a 12-minute quarter. They were averaging less than a point a minute in an NBA game. They missed 15 of their first 16 shots. Look, I know Boston will get after you defensively. I know they're known for their defense, but trust me, their defense is not that good. It's not miss 15 of your first 16 shots good. Hell, Marcus Smart didn't even play last night, and Miami still couldn't hit a thing. It was 18-1 before Miami hit their first shot, which is insane. It's crazy. It's impossible. You could put a local high school team on the Garden floor last night, and they probably would have made more shots in the first 12 minutes than the Heat. Now, the good news is they did manage to scratch out 22 in the second quarter, and they finally got over 50 late in the third quarter. Jimmy Buckets, who I always hype, Jimmy Buckets was pretty much Jimmy Bucket last night. 6 points total. Charlie Bucket could have been more productive. Hell, Grandpa Joe Bucket could have given the Heat more offense last night.
Grandpa.
And that deadbeat was in his 90s. And he'd been lying in bed for decades while Mr. and Mrs. Bucket were working themselves to an early grave. But as we all know, when there are perks to be had, that old gravy training SOB was jumping his ass out of bed and had a ton of energy and was kicking his heels together. You show that old man a golden ticket that gets him into the starting lineup in the Eastern Conference Finals, and all of a sudden he's running and jumping like Ronnie Cicely. I love Ronnie Cicely. It says here that Grandpa Joe would have brought more juice than anybody on the Heat last night. You don't believe me? Check the rest of the starters. Kyle Lowry, 3 points. My dude, PJ Tucker, zero.
Zero.
Max Strus, zero.
0.0.
Bam. Bam coming off that enormous game. Everybody's saying, man, if Bam could just do that every single night. Yeah, well, he can't. That's the problem. He had 9. I'm not a big analytics guy, but your starting five combining for 18 points seems less than ideal to me. Alvy! Their five starters combined for 18 points. And don't think for 1 second about coming in here and telling me that Miami's offense struggled because Tyler Hero wasn't there. Now, yeah, that's not the reason. I mean, I do know that Hero is more than a sandwich.
Hero is more than a sandwich.
I know that. I do get that. But last night, Miami would have been better off running a couple of sandwiches out there. Ham on rye probably could have got you a couple of shots. A turkey club would have played better defense than Miami played last night. Pastrami coming off the bench and heating it up. Look out for Tuna Sando playing lockdown D. Yeah, I'm well aware that they're both banged up. I'm well aware they're both in pain. But you want to talk about pain? How about the pain they're inflicting on the rest of us for having to watch. Believe me, I'm more busted up watching that game than anybody playing in that game. So I'm calling on Adam Silver yet again. Hey, Kamish, do something. Do your job. Do whatever you have to do to end this series. Put those teams and your fans out of their misery and take care of this. This series is not just bad basketball. It's bad for basketball. Hell, it's bad for America. What I'm saying is, your product right now, Commissioner, is ass. And the question is, are you going to do anything about it?
Cereal ass.
And don't act like you can't hear me, because I know you can. I know you can. Watch that game last night and they jump out 18-1. I'm like, oh my gosh, again? Here we go again. We're looking at another 20-point blowout. The product, frankly, is ass right now.
Cereal ass.
Unless you want to bet on that game or you're a fan of the winning team, you're miserable. And you know what's even worse? I'm starting to expect it every night. 1-800-636-8686. All right, some other things I want to get to. Of course, our first player profile. And the interesting thing about that, we had already teed up somebody else. Yesterday, I knew that today was day one of our player profiles. Yesterday, I knew who I wanted to profile today. But that changed. We're changing up, and for good reason. I will have that for you. I've got an update on Hefty. He's a pig. I mean, I'm not calling him fat.
Hefty.
But I am calling him a pig.
Hefty.
Yet another story about Hefty going hefty. And it makes him look bad. Hefty. Really bad. Really piggish. Like, I'm way above name-calling at this point in my life. This dude's a pig, man.
You pig.
Starting to find out what happened between he and his longtime caddy, Bones. And it's very, how do I put this? Piggish. Come on, dude. I've got that story for you a little bit later on. So again, it's not getting any better for Hefty. It's getting worse, if anything else. 1-800-636-8686. I'll tell you another guy who really does not get it and who's making things worse, not better for himself. Jimbo Fisher. Making it so much worse for himself.
It's ridiculous.
You know, there might have been a second, when he pushed back hard on Nick Saban, and everybody thought, dang, this is fun. I thought so myself. This is fun. This is drama. And now it's bad. It's bad for Jimbo. He will not let it go. And he's making matters much worse for himself. You know, at first it was Team Thin Skin v. Team Red Ass. But now it's just one and the same because now he's both. He's assumed the role of both teams. He's like playing against himself. He's Team Red Ass and Team Thin Skin. And it's already wearing really thin. I mean, dude, somebody pull this guy off sliced bread. Sliced bread is kicking his ass up and down the street. Never mind Saban. Sliced bread is kicking this guy's ass up and down the street. He's not even doing anything. Also, something else that got really old really fast. Remember that promotion, that campaign of let Russ cook, let Russ cook? When the serial gum murderer was not going to let Russ in the kitchen, much less let him cook. Well, apparently Denver's going to let him cook. It's a good idea. I've got that for you. I've got an update on the Patriots and whether or not the Hood is the biggest troll in the history of the world. Or does he have a plan? Or is that plan to be the biggest troll in the history of the world? Got that update. Oh, and one more football note. Justin Fields took a run again at Coach Penn. Man, how happy are those two guys? Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, two second-year quarterbacks with loads of talent, tremendous ceiling, incredible upside, and free of the guys that were holding them back. But, oh, happy hump day eve, Pervin. There is not a story about you today yet. But Justin Fields went in on Coach Penn-iss again.
You're out of Dodge.
So I've got that for you. Meantime, the phone number is toll-free, and the smack-off is June 24th. Look at a calendar. You are running out of time. Because once you start to get within 1 month, that thing flips fast. Because something will happen. You know, I'll have a day off, or 2 days off, or you have a couple of days off. Then all of a sudden you'll wake up and you're like, damn, we're here. Did we set it up?
Did we
get in the field? If we're not in the field, do we know where we're going to listen and or watch? Did we get the day off? Set the thing up right now. Get it done. Smack Off number 28, June 24th. A Smack Off player profile is coming up shortly. Checking to see my reaction, but apparently Alvy does not want me to. It's all right, Alvy. I'll look for it after this. How about I start you off with a question? And it's not an original question, but it's an important question. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? Why don't we start with the fact that it's a family-run business? A family business which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. For some reason, some of you still seem to think that beef jerky is beef jerky. It's all one and the same. You go in the store, you see it, you grab a bag. It's not like that. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. You can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. And every single bite of Old Trapper is tender, it's never tough, because they use only the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper will deliver quality in every single bite, and it does come in four incredible flavors. Myself, I rotate. I go back and forth. You might find one you like best. Entirely up to you. If you want to try them all, they do come in 4 ounce bags. If you know what you want, get the 18 ounce bag. But know this, if you don't see it, you have to ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
It sounds good, but maybe a little early in the morning for it. We do have some old listeners, like Bob in L.A. Thinking Bob in L.A. is already pissed. I bet he likes that. He's just smacking his head against the wall. Welcome back. Some good reaction.
Run his ass down.
Some good reaction off the top, which I'll get to in a minute. I want to remind you that I started my morning, as I do every single morning, with Athletic Greens. With a single delicious scoop of AG1 by Athletic Greens, I got 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. I've been taking it every single morning now for several months. I do not feel that afternoon energy slump anymore. When I got to get that workout in, I feel great. I also love the way it tastes. I like to mix my AG1 with cold water in my shaker bottle first thing when I get to work. It's part of my daily routine, and I love that I no longer have to worry about taking a bunch of different vitamin pills, and it costs less than 3 bones per day. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar. It has no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, and AG1 is approved by a number of pro athletes that I know and I talk to, also trusted health experts that I know and I talk to. Athletic Greens is also a climate-neutral certified company, if you were wondering. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first subscription purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Rome, athleticgreens.com/ROME. Try AG1 today. Do it. All right, so I mentioned some good reaction off the top. Here you go. Dear Jim, the Celtics versus Heat series is the fat porn of playoff basketball. We don't want to watch it, but we can't take our eyes off it. Thanks, Paul in Albany. were Alvin's fat announcement.
Did I get fat?
Are you?
Is anybody not fat?
Fat.
All right, so, Paul, a couple of things. Speak for yourself. Number two, I didn't know that, quote, fat porn is a thing. Number three, we don't body shame here. We don't do that. And when you say, quote, we don't want to watch it, but we can't take our eyes off it, because it's like fat porn. Again, I didn't know that was a thing, because honestly, I'm not a big porn guy. But number two, this whole thing about you can't take your eyes off it, you have to watch it. I don't, if it's even a thing. Fat porn, I mean. Now, this I have to watch. That's why I'm pissed. Because every time I settle in to watch one of these games, I now have an expectation. My expectation being that it's going to be a 20-point blowout. Like, Adam Silver somehow has done the impossible. He's taken his NBA regular season product and transferred it into the postseason. I mean, don't we suffer through a crappy NBA regular season where supernovas and superstars sit out with regularity and we see bullcrap? We see bad games. We see a poor product, an inferior product. And why do we do that? Because we're led to believe that, well, it's a long year and guys have to watch their minutes and there has to be load management. And we'll wait until the regular season because there'll be this great payoff. I'm not getting it. I mean, you got guys emailing me comparing it to, quote, fat porn.
Fat.
I wouldn't use that phrase because, again, we don't body shame here. But I'll tell you what we do shame. Bad product. And if starters are going to combine for 18 points and teams are going to put up 11 points in a quarter and teams are going to routinely get blown out by 20, we got a problem here, ears. Arr, Commissioner, I know you can hear me. Fix it. Hey, Rome. The Miami Heat starters score 18 points. As a Miami Heat fan, Rome, I can't go for that. Signed, Daryl and John. You just said, as a Miami Heat fan. Signed, Daryl and John. Is that one guy? Don't you mean as Miami Heat fans? Aaron in Iowa. Nobody can go for that. It's unwatchable. At this point, I'd rather watch fat porn, if it's a thing. I don't know. It just seems offensive, the phrase. I don't know if it exists or not. It just seems... And you know what? Maybe it's not offensive, because we don't body shame. Maybe it's plus-size porn. It's got to be a better way to put it. I just know I can't go for that. Body shaming, I mean. No can do. Plus porn. Thanks, Aaron in Iowa. Oh, the chicken man is in. It must be smack off season. At Mick Chicken Man. Roast beef. And cheddar from the corner for three. And boom goes the dynamite. Rome, this series sucks to watch, sucks to gamble, and is taking up valuable TV space. A triple U if you have ever seen one. The chicken man coming in on print. I like it. Pecock! Roast beef and cheddar. Wide ass open look from the three, nothing but air.
And boom goes the dynamite.
DB the Rocket guy. The Heat? Yeah, I don't like that energy.
I like this energy.
11 points and a quarter? That's the opposite. That's the reverse of I like that energy. This is the equivalent of I hate that energy. I'm watching that game last night, and I've got this on an endless loop in my head. Like I'm off my couch going, and Dodger Jan was like, what the hell's the matter with you? Are you having a stroke? I said, no, I just hate this energy. She's like, then why don't you say that? I said, because that's not what we do. She said, what are you saying? I said, She's like, you okay? Here, eat this aspirin. You're having a stroke. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just watching really crappy basketball. And I hate this energy. She's like, I don't listen to the show very often anymore, but like, what the hell are you doing when you leave us and you go to work every day? And I looked at Dodger Janner and I say, respectfully, darling, I don't like your energy. It says, it's amazing, Rome. I can't remember an NBA playoffs that kept me on the edge of my seat like this one. Signed 7 seeds in the NFL playoffs and a 40-bowl college football schedule. Wore Justin Thomas going scorched earth on Jimbo Fisher after winning the PGA. Jeff from PDX, you knew he would too. That's one of the best things about Justin Thomas. When he does win big and he's got that form, he can do that. Like, that was a perfect storm. Jimbo going Jimbo and making it so much worse. And you knew Justin Thomas would have something to say about him, and he did. And it was awesome. Romy Stilskin. Awesome stuff, NBA. The playoffs have had more blowouts than Ritz back. The Stars treat the regular season the same way Alvey treats abstinence. And my Lakers can't trade Russell Wastebrick for a bag of chips. Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
V and the fee. All true. Everything that guy just said is true. That's all true. The playoffs have had more blowouts than even Ritz back. The Stars do treat the regular season the same way Alvey treats abstinence. And the Lakers cannot trade Russell Wastebrick for a bag of chips. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
V nailed that. Grandpa, look at Luca. Don't worry, he can't eat it all.
Grandpa, look at Augustus.
Don't worry, he can't drink it all.
Alex and KC, nicely done. Wrong game, but nicely done. Carlin Prescott, quote, of course fat porn is a thing. Signed Chatsworth. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair to Van Nuys. How do you know it's not going down in Van Nuys, too? Why is it always Chatsworth? Why is it always Chatsworth? Why does Chatsworth get all the credit for porn? It's the Valley. I grew up in the Valley. I rep the 818 hard. No, I didn't participate. No, I didn't see it. But I grew up in the Valley. You don't need to see it to know that it's taking place. And I'm just here to tell you, 100% of the adult film industry
Gala.
Is not situated in Chatsworth. Why is it always Chatsworth? How come Van Nuys doesn't get any credit?
It's the World Cup, bro.
What about Woodland Hills?
I know
people are getting it on in Simi Valley.
Why do we always give up the goal in the last minute?
Valencia, don't tell me they won't go out there. It's cheaper to shoot out there.
We should have won this.
Porter Ranch. Hey, Porter Ranch, stop acting like you're the Bel Air of the Valley. You know what's going down there. You know it. Stevenson Ranch, too. Granada Hills, I'm looking right at you.
It's the World Cup.
And don't tell me I'm an arrogant 949er.
Cup, bro.
I grew up in the 818, bro.
We had a chance.
Chatsworth had a chance.
We had a chance. The second year we lost to Ghana. The second year.
I'll tell you something. No, she wants to talk about arrogant. Encino. Encino thinks they're freaking Montecito of the 818. Stop it.
Won this game.
Stop it. Hey, in Wikipedia, for the last freaking time, I was not born in Tarzana. Fix that. I live there. I wasn't born there. Now, there may have been some porn going on in Tarzana. In my bedroom. Hey-o! We had this house in Tarzana. Do you ever have a house, love a house, sell the house, and then have somebody completely change the house? And does that bother you? I've had this happen to me a couple of times. It does not bother me at all. Once they buy the house, it's their house. And it's happened in almost every house I've owned. But why would you take a beautiful, colonial, red brick house and then paint the brick white? Why do they always do that? And here's one more. Hey, Rome. Why did Glenn Frey change the channel? The heat was on. Oh, Sarah T, you did not go there.
War Lady Clones.
Kind of like that, Sarah. Why did Glenn Frey change the channel? The heat was on. You know what, Sarah? I like that. I don't know why I like that, but I do like that. And finally, dear Jim, if you're looking for fat porn, it's filed under Ohio. You're welcome, Stu in Manhattan. Stu, I'm not looking for it because it doesn't exist. At least not here, not in my world, not in my show.
You're welcome.
We will not body shame anybody. I mean, essentially 99.98% of the people listening, myself included, hate our bodies. We're not doing that. And I know those of you who are making the most noise about it hate yourselves the most, or you wouldn't be making the most noise about it. You know why? If you were really happy and your life were great and it came together the way you had hoped, you wouldn't need to do this. We're getting somewhere now, aren't we, Stuart? And by the way, Stu, where the hell were you the last 15 years? And now you come back after 15 years to run smack about, quote, fat porn? Hey, Stuart, you think you're better than us? Hey, Stu, newsflash. There was a day where I liked you a lot. And then there was a day where we were fine without you. And that day lasted 15 years. Bro, don't be running up in here thinking you're making it better when you're making it much worse. Come on, Stu. Look in the mirror, dude. All right, so we'll break right now. Remember, top of the hour is when the interviews begin. And they start with Ross Tucker. Ross always has something to bring to it. Ross and I have done entire conversations and interviews and not even talk sports. So you never know what you're going to get with Ross. Only that it's going to be really, really good. I will do my best as a sports talk show host to talk sports with Ross at the top of the...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So how are you playing tonight's game? I talked about how these games are all non-competitive, they're blowouts. You got Dallas minus one trying to avoid a sweep, so they're the slight favorite. How are you going to play that one? I've not yet decided. All right, so let me talk about Hefty for a minute. There is so much in Alan Shipnick's book about Phil Mickelson that when we talked last week, we barely scratched the surface. And we never really did get into a deep dive on Phillip's incredible weirdness when it came to his longtime caddy, Bones McKay. McKay is now caddying for Justin Thomas, of all people. And after Thomas won the PGA Championship on Sunday, JT shouted out to Bones.
I'm fully confident saying that I wouldn't be standing here if he didn't give me that. It wasn't necessarily a speech, but a talk, if you will. And, I mean, I just needed to let some steam out. I didn't need to bring my frustration and anger home with me. I didn't need to to leave the golf course in a negative frame of mind. And I just went down. I mean, I played pretty well yesterday for shooting four over, and I felt like I'd played terrible. And he was just like, dude, like you've got to be stopping so hard on yourself. You know, you're in contention every single week we're playing.
You see, this is the value of having the right guy in your bag. This is what a good caddy can do for you. And when you win, you're supposed to take care of your caddy, which is exactly what Thomas did. JT did what most golfers do. He gave the flag from the 18th green to McKay. It's customary. It's a tradition. And that's where Phil Mickelson comes in, because that's not what Hefty used to do. According to Shipnook's reporting, part of the reason why McKay left Mickelson was the fact that he was not being paid a lot. Quote, by McKay's calculations, he was owed $900,000. In the months before the breakup, as things were becoming increasingly strained between them, Mickelson paid McKay $400,000 toward the FedEx Cup debt, but Bones was miffed not to get the full amount. End of quote. Like, how greedy can you get? I mean, either greedy as hell or broke as hell. This dude has made tens of millions of dollars over the course of his career, and he wouldn't pay his caddy. And if I'm reading that correctly, that 900 grand is not a tip. That's not a gratuity. That's a bill. That's what you owe the man. But it gets even worse. Quote, then there was the dispute about the 18th hole flags from their victories. Mickelson had always insisted on nabbing these keepsakes for his grandfather's kitchen wall. This included the 04 Masters, 4 months after Nunu's death. Phil had that one framed and presented to his grandmother, Jenny, Nunu's widow. McKay understood and respected that gesture, but 19 more tour victories would follow, including 4 majors, and he never got to keep a single flag. End of quote. Listen, it makes total sense that Phil would want to give one to his grandmother after his grandfather passed away. But then to go 19 more tour wins, including 4 majors, and never once let your caddy keep one? I mean, that's maybe the greediest, most selfish thing ever. Matt Kuchar can't believe you would jam a caddy that hard.
Kuchar.
As Shipnook wrote, quote, that's a giant bleep you to a caddy, end of quote, said somebody very close to McKay. Quote, when Phil wins the Masters, he gets the green jacket, the trophy, the big check, all the glory. He had to take the flags too? Every other caddy who has ever won the Masters got to keep the 18th hole flag. For Phil not to follow tradition was hugely disrespectful. End of quote. Hugely disrespectful and yet so on brand. So very Phil. This guy helps you win the Masters and you're going to jam him like that? And it still gets worse, because Mickelson paid McKay some more money and then, quote, overnighted to Bones the flags from their wins at the PGA Championship, British Open, and the 06 2010 Masters. But Phil autographed them in comically large letters, which McKay felt disfigured the keepsakes. End of quote. I mean, what a pig. Seriously, that's the only word for it, right? Pig. Piggy. To quote Burt Fields, you pig.
You pig.
You pig.
You pig.
I mean, that is some really piggish behavior. Keeping the flag is extremely greedy and pig-like when it's just etiquette and protocol to give the caddy the flag. And yet he's the only guy not doing it. I'm picking up some extreme swine vibes here. Extreme swine vibes. I mean, there's no other way around it. That's being a pig.
You pig.
That's being a hog. That's being a complete and utter swine.
Little pig.
Making sure your caddy gets the flag is the simplest, easiest thing that you can do to make sure he knows how much you appreciate him. And to jam him like that not once, but for years, and every single time, is about the most piggish thing I've ever heard. Forget glossing him hefty. I'm going to ask you straight, piggy. If it was a bleep you to not give him the flag in the first place, it's an even bigger bleep you to then write your name all over the flag when you do. Like, dude, I don't think he needs your autograph. He worked with you for a long, long time. He helped you make a lot of money. I don't think he wants a selfie and an autograph. He just wants the flag.
Let's keep it real.
He earned it. I mean, could you be any more selfish? Could you be any more of a pig?
You pig.
To paraphrase the man himself, he is a scary mother pigger. I mean, I picture pigs listening to this show. And pigs saying to me, hey, Rome, don't compare that dirtbag to us.
You pig.
I mean, Hefty, I hope you're getting that much needed time to recoup, heal, rejuvenate, do whatever it is pigs do when they go away. Just know that nobody misses you. So feel free to sit down in your own filth and watch another major pass. I mean, how petty and selfish could you be?
You know, toughen up.
Toughen up. That flag does not belong to you, Bones. And Bones had said he had had enough. I'm done. I'm good. I'm done. I don't need this. I don't even need to work. And said that Justin Thomas is the only guy that he would have come back for. And what do you know? Justin rewards him with a major and the flag and a big shout out and a big thank you. Oh, and by the way, does not owe him a half a mil, at least. If you owe this guy $900 and then you pay $400, either you are a greedy, selfish pig and a bad guy or broke.